Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're talking diving today with Garo and Kirby from Gannett Dive Company. Having a great time talking free diving, big fish, bluefin. We haven't even talked about free diving a giant bluefin
like a lot of guys. This has been awesome. I'm really digging
that, for sure. But let's find out what's biting out
you
there.
You got it, man. Well, it's time for the catch report today. Again, our fishdope.com report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. And if you're on a private boat, call them the day before you go and make arrangements to deal with your fish. It's so easy, you will never go back. You can take your fish directly to their dock and drop them off. Or if you come in after hours, you can get a tag, a lock combo, put your fish, no matter what time of day or night when you come back from fishing, directly into their ice slush bin. And when you come back the next morning, your fish will be vacuum-packed, filleted, and ready to go for your pickup. It
so
is
good.
Such a sweet deal. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. You can friend them on Facebook. They make life so easy. And with that new offshore tuna fillet regulations, which are in effect right now, it is the only way to go.
No more
dealing with fish and bags and everything else. You bring your fish right to Fisherman's Processing. You got nothing to worry about.
That's it. Let's head north to Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. Talk to our buddy John. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Well, I got to tell you about some more big halibut. Yesterday, there was a 180 and a 150 release. The day before, there was a 130. And our self-guiders brought in several 80 to 120 pound halibut this week. It's been phenomenal.
Wow.
And yeah, I had a day off yesterday. I went fishing and got my limit of coho and got a bunch of halibut I caught and released and kept some halibut. It's an awesome day. And I had a little boy on my boat, a couple of them this week, a 4-year-old hooked this fish. I put it in the rod holder. He reeled in an 18.5-pound king. The next day, his 6-year-old brother got a 19-pound king. So even the kids coming up here are able to catch some fish, you know, with just a little help with a rod holder, and it's a lot of fun for them. So we had a big family reunion up here with a bunch of kids, and they had a ball.
Oh, it's such a great place for kids. And that calm water, you're fishing maybe 10, 15 minutes from the lodge. It's a perfect kid spot.
Oh, yeah, and then you put the whales into the mix, and it's phenomenal because the kids are just standing there with their mouth open. They've never seen anything like it, and that close, literally, you know, 50 feet away. In fact, one boat the other day was moving from one fishing spot to the other real close to the lodge, and a humpback whale and its baby started jumping, and this baby jumped out of the air 7 times, and it was about 150 feet from the boat, and they just watched in awe. Just like SeaWorld, it's amazing up here.
So
and I guess we still have a spot or two. It's limited, but if people want to call, they can call Whalers Cove Lodge and see what's available at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or they can go to WhalersCoveLodge.com, WhalersCoveLodge.com. And we're getting ready to host you here pretty quick. We're going to have you and your group in, what, 2 weeks?
About less than 2 weeks, about 10 days we'll be up there. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we're booking into 2016 and 17.
Oh, yeah. We have our group already booking for 2016. We have an option of a 3-day, a 4-day, or a 7-day trip. It's all on our website, hookup1090.com, and it's a great spot. WhalersCoveLodge.com. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right. Scott Sherman, you got a fish report for us?
I wish, buddy. It's all charges all the time. I can't get out in the water at all, man.
That's not good.
I heard the last bit of your deal about Cedros, but I didn't hear how the fishing was.
Fishing was phenomenal.
It was a lot
of big ones.
Yeah, getting ready to head down on my trip here at the end of August. I just kind of wanted to know. Also, it turns out I've got two spots that just came open on that trip. So if anybody wants to go to Cedros 26th to the 31st, let me know. This month, August.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, it's great. We had 10, that's what I didn't mention, 10 of the 12 people had their personal bests.
Dude.
Yellowtail.
How cool is that? You're
including myself.
You're right.
42 pounds.
Really?
So, yeah.
How big?
I had one 42. The biggest one was 4. We had 4 tied for the lead at 44. Several over 40. It was pretty awesome.
That's just unreal fishing. And every day you guys had those big ones, right? It's not like there was just one day where there was one snap of big ones.
Yeah, every day.
Dad said
in
absolutely.
In 3 different spots on the island.
That is so cool.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
What a great trip.
Surface iron or baiting?
Bait. Yeah, they wanted the bait. They really, that big fish didn't want the surface iron. I threw it to my arms fell off. Couldn't get one to eat it. God, there's so much bait in there, you would think they would bite the surface iron. Ricky probably could hook one on surface iron, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I need to steal some of his jigs that swim better, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah. You don't think those jigs are Cedros.
Hey, Sherm, thanks a lot for that. And, if you want to go, CedrosAdventures.com. You're going to have a great time. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's head on down. Continuing with our catch report, head on over to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on down there at C4?
The usual, catching some fish, some nice weather. It's August 1st. You know, we've been saying this for a while. And, you know, fishing's been great on the half day, 3/4 day, overnights here. And from the sound of things, it can just get better. I mean, so many of the boats are telling us they're seeing just so many fish. They just don't want to bite. And they're still turning in pretty decent counts. So, I mean, if this is the worst it's going to be during the summer, you may see some great fishing still to come here. And the half day is still catching some yellowtail, picking away at the yellowtail, a little bit of calico bass, some rockfish in there occasionally. Thursday afternoon, 49 yellowtail, 27 barracuda. The day before that, Wednesday, 35 yellowtail, 40 barracuda. Great fishing on the half day there, 3/4 day trips. Folks still fishing offshore there looking around, and it's a little up and down, some great days and some not-so-great days. Thursday, he had 9 yellowfin, 16 Dorado, which is kind of a nice change there. Yesterday, 5 yellowfin, 27 Dorado, a couple yellowtail. It's kind of nice seeing those Dorado in the count, you know, more than a handful there. The overnight trips, still picking away a yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail, and occasional bluefin for those boats fishing in California waters. And just a quick note that I'm pretty sure that those new bluefin regulations went into effect in California, so definitely check the Fish and Wildlife website for that to get caught up on that. But all around, good fishing, half day, 3/4 day, those overnight trips, 1 day. Not seeing a lot of day and a half right now. Most of that fish is still in 1 day range, some 2 days in the schedule there, so definitely check the website. Seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for all those trips. You can make reservations right there online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Lots of options for you guys. Some nice weather. Definitely get out there and catch some fish.
All right. That sounds good. Time to go fishing at C4 Sport Fishing. Check the website or call for availability. Thanks, Marcos. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, with our FishDope.com report. Private boater buddy. What's up, Mark?
What up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Well, as you know, that fantastic season we're stuck with just keeps rolling on, man. It's still, I think, getting better and better, but it's changing a little bit. It's different. We're starting to transition toward that major El Nino. We're seeing some changes in the water. So locally inshore, you know, that 150 area, that horseshoe area, man, it got rolling again with all that big yellow. It was a really good week on those big yellowtails out there. Some spectacular fishing in warm, clean water, and even a few marlin in, mixed right in there, and the occasional Dorado right there up 25 fathoms. And then that horseshoe's got a nice mix of that sand and calico bass and barracuda and some of those big yellows there for the guys staying a little closer to home. That's all good news. All the islands have been looked at this week. Catalina, I mean, not much to say. It's still steady, man. Lots of yellows there at the island. Basically all over the whole island, there's just an amazing amount of fish. Santa Barbara Island, same setup, you know, less yellowtail there, but just a beautiful grade of fish. Fishing outside Webster Point there on that bad bottom. Need heavy gear, but there's some really nice ones around. There's also a dab of squid to be caught at that island. San Nicolas Island, get this, the water out there at Nick, you know, usually that's California current water, and it's like soupy and 62. 68, 69, and blue. Big yellows out there also, and a little bit of squid to be caught out there. I imagine there's some sea bass swimming around that kelp on the sand spit. But last time I fished Nick in that kind of water conditions, We were fishing giant yellowfin tuna outside the island on the potato bank in the fall of 83 and 84. So I think things are shaping up to be interesting there. A lot of that bluefin's also pushing up into that zone, along with more marlin being seen and caught on the ridge above the west end of Catalina, kind of from the 125 to the 172 area there. And then closer to home, we got quite a bit of that tuna hanging around the east end of Catalina down to the 209 and then kind of into the 267, 279 zone. A lot more yellowfin now than bluefin. There's still a few bluefin around to tear up your tackle, but much more yellowfin, and then the kelps are holding yellows and Dorado. And then the biggest news, of course, is what you guys have been talking about. All that huge bluefin is down around to 43. That's this absolutely world-class opportunity down there, guys, for fish, you know, pushing 200 pounds. But you need some specialized gear. I wouldn't even think about it on less than 60. 80 and 100 is definitely more appropriate. And some of that fish at night has been caught on big squid drifted deep and on big jigs fished really deep. And then daytime, that's time to be getting the kites out and the helium balloons. And then once in a great while, you'll get one just fly line in a sardine or a mackerel. But you guys want to see a picture that really tells it all as to what's going on here. I was looking at Skeet's Facebook page this morning with that picture of his marlin and that 186 and the 138 bluefin. And if you note there, both those bluefin were caught on big gear, 80 pound for one, 100 pound for the other. That's what it takes to get those fish in a boat. So our world-class fishing continues, guys, and it is still getting better and better.
Awesome.
So rad, Mark. Yeah. How cool. How cool is what's going on right now?
And Fish Dope, you know, that's how I
whale sharks.
Yeah. Well, fishdope.com is the place to find it. I got up to date when I got back from Cedric's Adventures last night. By looking at fishdope.com, you can get your own one-year subscription to fishdope.com. Normally $169 for a full year, $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
P, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolta Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there, and the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, I got to tell you, after being on the show last week and talking about the bait tank stuff and what we were talking about, oh, my God, did the phone ring this
morning? Crazy. Busier than you want, right?
Oh, I would never say that, but we are definitely very, very busy,
good.
I can tell you.
All right, well, you deserve it. You build the best in the world, that's for sure. Thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you.
Appreciate it, Mark. All right, we got a little bonus to our catch report. Captain Fred Huber of the Daily Double is on the line right now. What's up, Fred?
Hey, good morning, Rick. Just thought I'd chirp in, too, talk about, boy, bigger tackle and bigger fish and just quality things happening. It's been pretty amazing in our little half and three quarter day world, out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. We're asking only for the bigger reels to be checked out of the tackle shop. So instead of the 501s, they're putting out the 500s and 30 and 40 pound line. We're not getting any anchovies. We don't give that a second thought. Big sardines, big hooks, and, yellowtail, I talked about this last year, where the fish that we're catching is what I'm used to seeing come off the American Angler on a five-day trip. These are mid-20, we're describing as mid to high 20-pound yellowtail. And, God, they're just coming on so nice. They're such a neat fish to catch. And it's not off a five-day trip. It's on a 0.5-day trip. And just quality yellowtail we're catching on the half-day boat right now.
Yeah, this is such an opportunity to catch a big fish locally here on a half-day trip. Go fishing with Fred.
It's been amazing, Fred, too, to see day after day after day how consistent that good fishing has been for you guys.
They are really stuck down the beach there. It is a good area of fish. And, our water, our conditions finally got right. You know, we really fought that, late in the spring and beginning of summer, where we had a lot of upwellings and a lot of water that wasn't that great and a lot of red crab and a lot of bait, and things have finally settled in. And I was really happy that we made it. I think we're going to make it through this full moon phase without an upwelling or anything too weird happening. And, God, the table's set, and it's just, it's happening.
I think we get so overshadowed hearing about 200-pounders coming in, you know, on the one-day boats that don't realize that it's some of the best local half-day fishing we've ever seen.
I've had some good fishermen with me this week. You know, it's like, God, Fred, you know, I keep seeing your counts and, you know, had to come visit you, and it's paid off. There's been some guys, but not just that, you know, Ren Rods and tourists, you know, bless them. They've had a chance to catch some fish. You know, I get customers every year from Arizona that they come see me, and it's like, oh my goodness.
They're going to go home and talk about how great San Diego sport fishing is, for sure.
Yeah.
You bet.
And then Steve yesterday, he's coming in on the Mission Bell. He had a small charter group. They had limits of yellows, decent offshore yellows, and limits of Dorado. And he's calling me. He's 5 miles out to the west of me coming in. And he's like, Fred, all these skiffs are stopped and I'm watching this yacht. They're catching 20-pound bluefin 5 miles west of me.
Gee.
Crazy.
How about that? Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Daily Double, how do we do that, Fred?
We're out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Phone number is 619-223-1627. I'm so looking forward to this fall.
Yeah, and go book right online and do make reservations because the double fills up, right?
Yeah, we're having a nice season here.
Yeah, all right, Fred. Fred Huber from the Daily Double. Thanks for calling with that great kind of good report on the half and three quarter day trips out of San Diego.
Love it, man. All good. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. We're going to jump right back into the phones. Very patient callers hanging in there. Let's start it off with Kenny calling us from Hawaiian Garden this morning. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, everybody. Good show.
Hi, Kenny. Thanks.
Hey, I had a little comment about free diving stuff. But first, Ricky, I'm going to go leaving tomorrow out of Newport on an extended three-quarter day, and I'd really like to target a Dorado if we get into them. What would be my best bet for that?
Cigarette butts.
carrots, broccoli.
Carrots. Yeah, broccoli works too, yeah.
I would say 25-pound, and, you know, that's one of the few fish that a circle hook's not a bad idea because Dorado definitely do have some pretty sharp teeth, but just a good sardine. I mean, I don't think you can beat that. Don't try and change the system. It's not a super easy fish to target on a lure unless they're biting real good, and even when they are, they're so notorious for jumping up and shaking the jig. I think just making sure you're fishing a very good bait on every kelp that you roll on into is there's not a ton you can do to target it other than make sure you're always fishing a good bait and make sure your gear is right.
There you go. And you had a question about spear fishing.
It's actually a comment. My stepdad was a real hardcore freediver, a member of Long Beach Neptunes, iron worker. He retired and left me all his gear, even down to the Chili's and stuff. It's all handmade guns. I guess that was a rule of the club and stuff. And he used to talk about fishing yellowtail, spearing yellowtail in the kelps, and he'd wear like a white glove. And it's pretty much like the fish would like be real curious.
We know that technique.
So explain heard of that. What's the
little crocodile Dundee? They're very curious fish. Okay. So if they come in and bend in on you and start moving away, if you wear some sort of contrasting white glove, yellow glove, you can wave your fingers at them, and it's they could turn around and come take a look at what you're doing.
Really?
Yeah, give you another shot at them.
Wow.
Now,
that's cool.
I've heard of other ways to attract fish offshore. Strings of CDs,
sure.
Things like that,
sure.
Right? Are those effective?
Yeah, they're called throw flashers. You usually stuff them in our wetsuit, and if we see a fish that's out of range, you sort of throw them in front of you, and they'll slowly drift down and glitter. Teasers.
It's like a teaser.
Yeah, it's like
and
a teaser.
And they kind of get curious about it, and you just...
Kirby likes to stick a little piece of squid in his wetsuit and throw it in front of
the
fish.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, makes him smell really good, but it's effective.
Yeah.
The fish like yellowtail, pattyfish are pretty curious. Not so much tuna, but yellowtail especially. They just go crazy for glittery things in the water.
Or just a boat.
A wiggling glove that's you know, bright.
On color.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Last year we had a lot of guys shooting wahoo, like off of Pukie Point, North Island, stuff like that.
Yeah. Unusual
those
for
are
us.
Curious, right?
Yeah, they'll come in.
Yeah.
There are a few things for wahoo that you learn. They don't like They don't like a diver horizontal in the water. So if they're not coming into range, if you sort of turn yourself vertically, like you're standing or crouching in the water.
Really?
Yeah, they have a tendency to come in closer.
That's interesting.
And as far as all these fish go, none of them want to be chased. So if you start swimming at them and you extend your spear gun at them,
absolutely true.
They're not going to give you a shot. Some of them, if you swim away from them, they'll actually come towards you.
Yellowtail.
Curious. Oh, really?
Yeah. If you dive on a yellowtail and swim the opposite direction, they'll follow you.
And then you just kind of turn. And
yeah.
Can I ask how long of a shot would you say you're most often taking? And I'm sure you've had shots that were right on the end of the spear shaft, and I'm sure you've had shots that were at the full extent of it. But what would you say is the average shot that you tend to take?
For a fish like a yellowtail, maybe like 10 to 15 feet off the tip of the gun,
okay.
I'd say is sort of a good
shot. Yeah, 15 feet start to be a longer shot.
Okay.
And they're, as you said, they've been longer shots.
15 feet's a long shot.
15 feet? It's long, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, got to make a good shot.
Yeah.
And obviously, we haven't even begun to approach the surface on these big bluefins, but what about that? What about these big giant fish? I mean, are those swimming within 10 and 15 feet area, or are you having to really reach out? And obviously, you got a bigger target that you're shooting at, but.
I mean, just to start, you're shooting like a very powerful fish.
Sure, yeah.
So the closer, the better. You don't want to reach out with like a 25-foot shot and just barely pin the skin of that fish, and then you have a tear out, and what you've done is just injured that fish. So, I mean, first and foremost, you have to have the right gear, which is going to be a really pretty robust gun with a lot of power for a good penetrating shot on that fish. And, yeah, you want to let them get as close as possible. What's an average shot on a tuna? I wish I could tell you because I haven't seen them in the water this year. We've tried a few times. We just haven't gotten on top of them yet. Most of my friends have gotten over 100-pound tuna this year, and they're saying average shots are in, like, the 10 to 10-foot
not
range.
Far at all.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, you guys.
Some of the guys I've heard that you jump in the water, and they're, like, right in front of you.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
So these larger fish apparently aren't as timid as the smaller fish would be. You know, they see something that's the same size as them or smaller in the water, and they're not particularly concerned.
200-pounder doesn't have to worry about a whole lot.
No.
A couple things, but not a whole lot.
they should be worrying about a bit more.
Okay,
right.
So let's talk about that, shooting a 200-pounder. I mean, this
is a whole other ball game.
This is serious stuff. And you have you brought in one of your floats, a Gannett float, made for blue water
That's
fishing,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know, just a word to the gear again. Like you guys are talking, you have to step up your gear for bigger fish. So do we. I mean, we're not going to go out there and try to catch a 200-pound tuna with 20-pound test line.
Right.
You're not going to go out and try to shoot one of these tuna with like a little 110 Euro gun and two bands. So at a bare minimum, you want maybe a 65-inch gun with four bands, a lot of penetrating power, and longer range.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to rig that with a breakaway, which means that the shaft and the shooting line and then the float line or bungee and float, are you able to extract yourself from that situation and not have to hold on to this, like, you know, maybe 200 pounds.
The gun separates from...
That's right. You and the gun can swim up to the surface where the shot and the rest of that gear can go and do its thing, and you can put pressure on that fish through the float. So let's talk about behind the shooting line. There are a few ways to do that. You can run just a float line to a smaller float and then a spill bag, which is like a bunch of lines sort of gathered up and attached to another bigger float. What you want to do is put gradual pressure on this fish. You don't want to just tie a massive float to the back of 75 feet of polypropylene line and then shoot it. You're going to tear out. They're soft, fleshed fish.
Yes.
Another way you can do that is to run what we call bungees, and they're elastic. What we make is sort of a hybrid bungee float line, and I would suggest a 125-foot one. And that gives you 30 feet of bungee that stretches to 60 feet, and the whole apparatus is 125 feet. And then you'd attach it to, like, you know, a 40-liter float or better because, again, we're shooting big fish and you want to keep them on the surface or at least bring them back to the surface after their initial run.
Will this is a how big of a liter?
That's about 44 liters, about 95 pounds of buoyant force on that
float.
Okay,
so let's say you shoot a 200-pound bluefin. Will this keep that thing?
If you have a good penetrating shot, it'll probably pull that float down.
Yeah.
But it'll bring it back up as well.
Yeah.
So there's another issue with these floats, another sort of aspect, and that's how much pressure you can put in them. So the deeper you are in the water, the more pressure you have on that air. So our floats are designed to be compressed to 29 pounds PSI. And what that does is keep it structurally buoyant at two atmospheres, which is 66 feet, 14 point something pounds per atmosphere. translate.
What happens if they pull it deeper than that?
Well, it'll still have buoyancy, but it'll start to lose buoyancy. I mean, it's starting to lose buoyancy the whole time.
Sure.
But at 66 feet, you've still got structural stability of that float. Anything beyond that, it's going to start to raisin and taco and get, it's going to actually lose buoyancy. Mm-hmm. So you get a fish that runs down to 100 feet, you've got zero buoyancy. And eventually, yeah, you're probably not going to find that fish again.
But you're talking a fish that's going to pull. I mean, this is a big float. So for a fish to pull that down 100 feet, I'm sure it's doable, but it's going to take a lot of doing to make that.
Yeah, it is. And it's also dependent on the shot you take.
Sure.
I mean, if you shoot a fish like rear body and you haven't wounded it and you're not turning its head in the right position when it pulls on that float, mm-hmm. it could pull that float down to where you're not getting it back.
I think it's so important. I mean, this is obviously a very selective harvest thing. I mean, that's what spearfishing is all about. And I think with that, too, people spend so much time into doing that. I think the same has got to go with having the appropriate amount of gear. Because even I, as a rod and reel guy that have a lot of buddies that shoot fish, have heard the story a lot of times this year. We jumped on a spot and have relatively good gear, took the shot, pulled all of the gear in the water, and never saw it again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's not what
you're trying shooting
to
a precious commodity. Bluefin, they're pretty impacted. So if you're going to go out there and do this, you should do it responsibly. And having the right gear is a component of that.
And with that, you want your trophy. I mean, that was
absolutely
that's
what you're out there for.
That's a 150-pounder.
You don't even want to lose $1,000 of gear either.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your questions, lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all 5 species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
It's Yamaha's Super Sizzlin' Summer Sales Event. For limited time, eligible new 60 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 50 horsepower four-strokes include up to $3,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer. or visit Seaguard.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, get ready. It's a week from today. Our next San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote is Saturday, August 8th. That's 1 week from today at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be our third of four Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealer Casting Contest and your third of fourth chance to qualify for the Big Grand Prize, the trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip ticket from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines, four nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, and your fish processing. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim gift cards, AFCO clothing package. And whether you make that cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win all the grand prizes, including, because we got a random draw. Everybody in attendance that fills out a slip, we're going to draw at the end of the show, and if you're the one drawn, you'll be one of eight qualifiers for that trip to Alaska at Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. And Gary, the prize cowboy, will be there giving away tons of stuff. It's great. It's a great place right on the bayfront there at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. A week from today, Saturday, August 8th, 7 to 9 a.m. Come on by and have a chance to go fishing in Alaska, courtesy of Alaska Airlines and Kingfisher Charters.
Hey, you know, I got another one to mention. Pretty cool event coming up August 14th through the 16th. It's the 32nd annual Big Fish Tournament, and now it's been changed to the Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament. Lou is such a big part of
Lou
San Diego
like
Rod and Reel Club. Such
and
a
the Big Fish Tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Big Fish Tournament was so much, you know, work with Lou and Tom and all the boys there. And you want to talk about one of the tournaments that's just such a, you know, such a marquee event for San Diego fishermen. San Diego Rod and Reel Club been putting it on, like I said, it's the 32nd annual time. And it all the money benefits, you know, obviously the club, but the big thing is it benefits kids fishing programs. And they basically raise a lot of money and give it to different kids fishing programs. It's a very cool event. It's a Big Fish Kickoff Seminar is coming up right here this week, Thursday, August the 6th at 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Marina Village Dockside Room. It's going to be really cool seminar. The awards banquet is going to be Sunday, August 16th at the best place to possibly do something on the water, and that's at the Bally High Restaurant. So a very cool opportunity to go to Bally High, have a cocktail, have a great awards party that they do there. So really cool event. Again, 32nd annual Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament. If you want to get more information, get an entry form, get involved with the huge raffle that they have going on, you can just go to the San Diego Rod and Reel Club website, which is www.sandiegorodandreel.com. And it's a really cool event.
Tournament.
Put it by great people.
Yeah, you bet. Hills and Ventura, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's great. Up, Hills?
Going well.
Hey, I'm all freaked out because there's hundreds of these, like, thorny-backed guitar fish things that I keep stepping on. I'm afraid to even get in the water here and fish.
Up in Ventura. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask about regulations. Is it true that in some of the MLPAs you can still spearfish? And if so, if you get in there, is it just loaded with fish, or what's it like?
Yes, it actually is true. In some of the MPAs designated as SMCA, State Marine Conservation Areas.
Is that like the Swami's one?
Swami's
yeah.
Is a State Marine Conservation Area, and they're scattered, you know, just up and down the coast and out at, I think that there's a couple out at CAT. But they have differential methods of take. So, for instance, in the local one here, Swami's SMCA, you're allowed to take pelagic finfish by spear, and you're allowed to hook and line from shore. You can't hook and line from a boat, and you can't spearfish a calico or a halibut.
A sea bass?
Pelagic finfish, yeah, sea bass.
So
and
a sea bass in this case is considered
really?
Pelagic
cool.
finfish. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm sure there's some in your backyard, too, in Ventura Hills.
Yeah, I've heard Point Doom possibly, which is, you know, not Ventura, but...
Yeah.
To answer your question... I guess it kind of goes along with the reason for the creation of these difference in allowance of take in these SMCAs. Pelagic finfish are pelagic. They're no more in the SMCAs than there's going to be at the next kelp bed over. But there have been an increase in the number of residential fish, which
fish
are the
that
ones
are protected are all
the ones you're not allowed to take. But I don't think that preventing you to fish for, let's say, pelagics is going to increase the number of pelagics. But
the yellowtail's there one day and it's
around.
Not the next.
Exactly.
They're there based on condition, not based on...
Which is why they made the allowance for spear fishermen with no bycatch or like basically zero bycatch. To take the pelagic
fish.
Yes, yeah. Very much.
Yeah. All right.
Kirby worked for the Part in Fishing Game. That's why.
Oh,
you
so Kirby,
this.
You know that you know.
Yeah, I'm a marine biologist.
Okay.
That's by training.
So that's how you know the insides and outs of the regulations.
Yeah.
I think Kirby knows more about these regulations than anyone else does.
Probably than most.
Probably
the
more than the people
field,
that
right?
wrote them.
I'm sure more than the people that wrote them.
Yeah.
that's
hey,
for sure.
Thanks a lot, Gil. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call. Our buddy Dan Walsh is on the line. Dan, you
hey,
have done
morning.
A lot with spearfishing guys throughout the years, right?
I have. As you know, Pete, I used to run the Bottom Scratcher and some other dive boats.
Excellent.
In it, but you know, as like these guys, I started out with my thrifty drugstore three-pronged trident that I put on a broomstick. I grew up in Orange County, so
awesome.
That was my start to all this.
That's rad.
But I just want—I've been a dive instructor since '72, and I just want to reinforce with these guys. I'm talking about training. I think about a year and a half ago, I decided that even an old guy like me could learn some new tricks. And I, even though I've been in the water most of my life, I took a free diving course from Mark Lozano.
Yeah.
And what these guys are saying, it was a 2-day course, and I was holding my breath 3 minutes in the pool. Easy.
Yep.
So Pete, you gotta give it a shot.
Oh, okay. 3 minutes, man.
I agree.
It's like an eternity to me.
That's really
I'm
cool.
I'm gonna do it. I wanna
not,
do it.
It's not that hard.
All right.
And in fact, I do a lot of flying back and forth in my line of work. So I sit on the airplane, I do the dry training.
So do I.
The airplane.
That's
yeah.
funny, yeah. Yeah, the person that's sitting next to me usually wonders what the heck's going on.
What is this guy doing?
Well, it turned out the guy next to me is a newbie freediver, so I sort of was showing him what I was doing and showed him.
Yeah, that's cool.
Stuff, but
that's cool.
I want to say everybody catching these big, shooting the big bluefin, probably the holy grail of the thing was Terry Moss many years ago. Shot
right.
a, what I can't remember, it was a 399.2 or 0.8.
Yeah,
I was running
really
the Sandollar with Bill Johnson, who owned the boat. And I can assure you that was a fish that was well over 400 pounds when he got it. And it took 10 of us to haul it in over the bow. And we put it in a Zodiac and kept as much ice on it as we could and kept it covered for, I think, 4 or 5 days. So it lost some weight on the way back, but it was a giant fish and really fun to see.
That is so awesome.
You were with him when he shot it?
I was in the water. I took a bunch of pictures that have been floating around out there. But, no, I was not physically with him when he shot it. But there's a lot of people in the water. And he had a lot of help from guys bringing the thing in.
Wow.
And it was just unbelievable how big that fish was. And Terry, as people know the name, he's a very accomplished spear fisherman.
Yeah, Terry's a legend in our sport.
And that was
yeah,
a Guadalupe
yeah.
fish? Was that right?
Yeah. It
yeah,
sure
Guadalupe.
Was.
Before we knew there were so many white sharks there.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's the only place I ever dove where I turn around and look behind me. It's the
no.
only place.
No.
But, you know, guys, I have a question for you. Now, I've got a Jack Branovich gun, a tuna gun in my garage, and having run the boats and all that, I saw Jack one time. He was on the boat, and he was diving. His weights were, it looked like a Chinese abacus. It was a vest. And tell me what your thoughts are on how equipment has changed from that time to current, just how much the sport has advanced.
Drastically. I mean, from that time, we've learned so much about the physics and physiology of freediving. And about the techniques of spearfishing, you know, we've tailored our gear to just be much, much more efficient from how those guys pioneered, just sort of by trial and error, their gear. But yeah, we've tuned it up quite a bit since then.
You know, one thing that is very different that I learned, and Dan, I'm sure you understand this, is wetsuits. The way a freedive wetsuit is made versus the way a regular wetsuit is made, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used
closed
to call
cell
them
versus open cell.
Yeah.
Open cell.
Yeah.
Explain
two
that.
Piece. Well, from our point of view, again, it's all about efficiency. So when you're going to take what we call a peak inhalation, which is the biggest breath you can take, you don't want any sort of restrictions around your thorax or your diaphragm. Mm. So what we have is like the most stretchy wetsuits available.
Okay.
And those are open cell, which means that it's a raw rubber against your skin and usually nylon outside. And since it's raw rubber, you get into them with like a diluted hair conditioner. We call it lube. As a general term.
Yeah.
So you're sort of floating around in this wetsuit. Very, very warm, sticks to your body, very efficient and super stretchy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in the old days, they used to call that a nylon one or skin in, skin out. And,
yeah, there
and
you go.
They were just black. And, yeah, I mean, now I've got a couple. I've got a green camo, a blue camo, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's the neoprene itself has just been so improved. It's so comfortable. And like
yeah.
you guys are saying, you're just super warm. I mean, I was free diving for abs up in Northern California last November, I think it was. And I was expecting, living down here, expecting the absolute worst in the cold water up there. But, God, it was so nice and so warm, and I didn't.
That's great.
The temperature was not a factor at all.
You had a good 7 mil then.
Yeah. And I got my limit.
Yeah.
I got
so
my
what mil are you doing, using here?
Right now, we're using about 5 mils.
Five
I mean, we're in the water quite a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if the water's warm, you're going to get cold. In the winter, I use a 7 mil around here. And then in the north, like he's talking about, abalone, you're pretty much minimum 7 mil.
Do you have a favorite brand of wetsuit that works really well for free diving?
I get custom wetsuits built.
Custom.
They're not much more expensive than a rack wetsuit. Mine are made by Elios. It's an Italian company.
Uh-huh.
But there are a few here in Southern California that are good as well.
Yeah. Dan, it's nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. All right, good show. It's really nice. I was wondering how the Rod and Reel guys would enjoy listening to all this. I hope they did. It's kind of fun for me to listen to as well.
We hope
I've dug
too.
It, man.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, we had a great time.
I've never been in the water. I think it's been awesome.
Thanks, Dan.
John in Bonzo, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I had a question about shot placement. Do you get a chance at it? You know, like I'm a hunter, and you get a shot at a deer. It's sitting still or close. Do you get a chance at that, a big bluefin? And where would you shoot them?
Great question, John. Yeah, great question.
We were talking about that off air. And yeah, shot placement is crucial, just like as a hunter. Same with fish. You want a holding shot and hopefully a shot that wounds the fish as well. So there are, it's debatable about what the perfect shot is. I like to find the top edge of the gill plate where it meets the base of the spine, and that's what I aim for. Kirby aims for the just above the pectoral muscle, the pectoral fin at the lateral line, both in really great holding shots. So, yeah, shot placement for fish is crucial.
When you say holding, that refers to the holding the tip into the fish or basically ripping back out.
I mean, there's like what we call a slip tip, which is probably going to be, again, a requisite for shooting these big bluefin. And that's just a 5-inch sort of sharpened tip of metal that toggles in the middle with a cable or Dyneema, and that's what stays in the fish. It's like a harpoon, basically. And where you put that is sort of going to determine if you're going to land the fish or not. Tuna are pretty soft-bodied fish, and if you shoot it sort of low in the belly, you're probably going to rip out. And that fish is probably going to die afterwards, so shot placement is crucial.
Are you always using a slip tip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially for these big fish.
Yeah.
I mean, for the little reef fish, no. We call them floppers, which that barb is attached to the shaft. But if you're shooting yellowtail, white sea bass, any sort of bigger pelagic, slip tips are the way to go.
Just more holding power.
More holding power, and you have less of a chance of bending the shaft as well.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
This has been awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home. for better fishing out here. And always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com, it's unique.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're right, the big winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses.
Wow,
that
great sunglasses.
Island time frame. You're going to be so stoked.
I like that island time.
Hills and Ventura. And Hills, I know you're a surf fisherman. You are not going to believe how well you're going to see those corbs when you're fishing with those brand new Maui Jims.
You bet, man. It's going to be fantastic, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call. And thanks for Maui Jim for all the support that they give us here. And thank you guys from Gannett Dive Company, Garo and Kirby. Wow, great
Thank
show.
You.
We've never done a dive.
So cool.
24 years on the air. This is the first dive show we've done. And
it was great to be here.
Let's do it again.
We're
going
to do it again,
it.
For sure. Great. Absolutely, because there's obviously a ton of interest out there from our listeners. So in the meantime, if somebody wants more information on Gannett Dive Company, how do we do that?
Well, you can go to our website, GannettDive.com. You spelled it out, G-A-N-N-E-T, dive.com. James and Joseph downtown on Harbor Island carries our gear, so if you want to go take a look at it, that's a good place to go. Spear America in Irvine is just going to start carrying our gear as well, and we'll be opening up more retail, and you can always check it out online as well.
And you can buy on right online.
Yeah, you can buy from us directly as well.
All we also are on social media, Instagram and Facebook.
All right. Gannett Dive Co.
Gannett Dive Co.
No spaces.
Cool.
And you've got a picture of us in the studio today.
We'll be
Instagram.
Posting that.
Yeah, that's
all
cool.
Right. Very good. And, of course, if you want the dive course.
If you want to learn to free dive, I'd encourage you to go to performancefreediving.com.
Okay.
There's a wealth of information there. And there are also lists of courses that you can take. My company is called California Freedive Academy.
Okay.
And I teach a course probably once a month through September.
All right. Very good. All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening today. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Dale Hightower and Brian Evans from Seaguar Fluorocarbon will be in the studio, probably talking about catching big fish on Seaguar. So you stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Now stay tuned. Del Mar Saturday's up with Scott Kaplan.